This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Well, thanks to Project Veritas and James O'Keefe, it is now abundantly obvious to everyone that Google is a massive criminal enterprise and that Google's executives must be arrested, indicted, and prosecuted for a number of crimes, not just election fraud, election meddling, but crimes against humanity, the suppression of human knowledge, the attempted political coup, fraud against their own users, misrepresentation of what they offer the public. They claim to be non-biased, but they are incredibly biased, and this has all come out in the words of their own executive, Jen Janai, on the record now, caught in a video that was recorded without her knowledge, so she was speaking freely, and she said that they're going to interfere in all the elections and make sure that a Republican never gets elected again. Essentially, I'm paraphrasing, but that's what she said. And that they're using social justice warriors to program the AI systems of Google. This came out from a Google whistleblower, also covered by Project Veritas, to program the AI systems to eliminate all information that liberals don't want you to see. So the definition of a fact now is whatever the social justice warriors believe it to be. And they censor everything that contradicts that. So I'm one of the few people, I mean, not only was I censored before almost everyone else, I was cut off from YouTube 15, 16 months ago, back in 2018. But I also then, I from various sources and just paying attention, I knew that this was coming. And I warned people that the censorship was going to accelerate, that it's going to encompass natural health and nutrition websites. And what do you know? Mercola.com put out an article 2 days ago. Mercola.com censored 99% by Google. Even though Mercola.com doesn't discuss politics or LGBT issues or culture issues, they're just focused on health and nutrition and, you know, medical science, prevention, things like that. Guess what? They got censored too. And I warned everybody that this was coming. And you know what? Almost no one spoke up for me. There were some, and I appreciate all those who did, like All News Pipeline and Steve Quayle and SGT Report and many of the others in independent media who sounded the alarm when we were being censored. But there wasn't a big outcry, because a lot of people in the health space thought, well, if we don't talk about Trump and we don't talk about politics and we don't talk about pedophilia by crazy transgender, you know, mutilators or whatever, then we're going to be okay. We're not going to get censored. This is what they told themselves. And guess what? They're all censored now. I told the world this was coming. I said the censorship is going to target anti-cancer websites, nutrition, organics, superfood, prevention, and now it's all here. And Google is just the tip of the iceberg. This is also being done by Facebook and Twitter. Jack Dorsey is a criminal. Google's executives like Jen Janai, she is an actual fascist. And all Google executives should be arrested and indicted. And I'm going to repeat what I called for previously, which is that President Trump should order the State Department to seize the domains of Google.com, Facebook.com, Twitter.com, Pinterest.com, MailChimp.com. All these services should have their domains seized and temporarily suspended. Military police should be dispatched to their corporate offices to arrest their executives, charge them with crimes against humanity and sedition and treason against the United States of America, depriving people of their basic human rights, interfering with the civil rights of American citizens, committing fraud, and much more. I mean, there's financial fraud. Like Facebook would advertise for years that if you pay them money, they'll let you build an audience. And so some people spent hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars on advertising on Facebook to build a big following. And then Facebook just takes it away one day. That's fraud. That is a financial scam that's been run by Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. These are crimes that they are committing, and they should be prosecuted. So President Trump should issue military police occupation and arrest of these tech giants, shut them down, seize their domain names temporarily. Again, we don't want the government running these companies long term, but we do want to use the coercion of government to force evil corporations to stop being evil. Remember when Google, their slogan was, don't be evil or do no evil? I think it was don't be evil. And now they're pure evil. Well, it's time to force them to stop being evil. It's time to force a level playing field. The government should make these companies sign consent decrees that says they will not censor based on political speech. And they can't just claim everything they don't like is, quote, hate speech, because that's how they're doing it now. Oh, this is hate speech. If you love America, you're a hater. That's their logic. That's liberals. They're insane. If you love protecting the lives of babies, then that's hate speech, according to them, because they want to murder all their babies. They're all pro-abortion infanticide pushers and demonic, satanic pedophiles. They want to indoctrinate children and mutilate their sex organs. And all this is who they are. This is what they support. But they call you a hater because you want to protect children from all that. It's incredible. But you make these companies sign consent decrees, and then you enforce it with audits and inspections. And that way you can give control back to the private sector, but you stop their abuse of power. You stop their suppression of basic human rights and human liberties, basic human dignity to be able to speak. You know, Twitter is the public square of text-based speech. Google is the public square of search results. Facebook is the public square of, you know, social interactions and sharing photos and lots of things like that. These have to be forced to stop their political discrimination. And it's time to do it. It's time to throw these people in prison. It's time to make them face justice for what they have done. They stole the 2018 midterm elections. They destroyed the livelihoods of millions of people. They have allowed the smears and the defamation of conservatives and Trump supporters and vaccine awareness experts, natural health practitioners, and more. These tech giants are fascists. They are pure evil. They are the greatest threat that our democracy now faces. They are the biggest threat to human liberty. And they must be dismantled or forced to stop censoring people based on the color of their speech. The time is now. And America, frankly, the world will never be free until Google is halted. Google is now the ministry of truth of that George Orwell warned about in 1984. Google is a fascist, dangerous, malicious group of academic Nazis, you could almost say. I mean, although they don't affiliate themselves with the Nazi Party, but they're fascists. They are thought police. They are cultural engineers and social programmers. And they are using their power to carry out incredible evil and to steal elections. They are doing far worse than what the media once reported the Russians were doing. Google is engaged in massive election meddling, and they're doing it on purpose, and it's happening every day in America. And it's not just elections that they're meddling with, it's everything else, information about vaccines, about GMOs, pharmaceuticals, natural health, cancer, you name it. Google is the enemy of humanity. And Google's executives are enemies of the people. Google executives deserve to face justice, real justice, not minor justice. I'm talking about a court. I'm talking about being prosecuted for crimes against humanity. I'm talking about consequences that would be equivalent to all the lives that they have destroyed because they have committed online ethnic cleansing. They have committed intellectual genocide, and they need to be held to account for what they have done. So call your senators, call your member of Congress. Call your state attorney general and demand criminal investigations into Google and reference the Project Veritas exposure or disclosure video that features Jen Janai admitting that Google is a massive criminal conspiracy. It's time to shut them down. It's time to hold them accountable. It's time to mass arrest the executives of these tech giants and stop them from harming America and destroying this nation and stop them from committing crimes against humanity. They must be stopped if humanity is to be free. Keep reading my website, naturalnews.com. Visit my video site, brighteon.com. You can upload your own videos there. And thank you for listening. Most of the vitamin C available on the market today is made from genetically modified corn. If you want non-GMO vitamin C, get it from the Health Ranger store. We are certified non-GMO, lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and a lot more. Check out our non-GMO vitamin C at healthrangerstore.com.